Batamis. Ubotal Atomit. That's when they couldn't bring the carbon atomit anymore. Rashi says, Lefisha Gozra Hamalchus Gzeiro Milakrevoid. The Melech Malchus made Gzeiro not to bring the carbon atomit anymore. That's by the Churban Abayis. That also started on Shiva Osa Batamis. Vahufko Ir. That's the first time they besieged the city, was on Shiva Osa Batamis. Visaraf Apustafu Mus Esatora. This Rosh went into the Heichel, into the Beis Hamikdash, and they took the Sefer Torah and burnt the Sefer Torah. It was also done in Shiva Osa Batamis. Only they started out Korban Atomit. They couldn't bring Korban Atomit anymore. What? That was the main one. That was the first one they brought every single day. So it's Mabatel that one. That was the first one they brought. What does he say? Tehemit Tselem Beheichel. Also on Shivas Batamis, they put a Tselem in the Heichel. Shrashi Shemidu Menashek Neforesh Batagim Yishalmi Pashat Hashemayim Kisi. That he did it on Shivas Batamis, also this bad thing happened. Vayte B'tishibov, on Tishibov, also five things happened. Nigzer alav yisenu shlo yichnusu loretz. It was the gzera that they won't go into Eretz Yisrael. Shrashi dor hamidbar. Himirish banoshim eila hador hara zeh soretz. That was, they were crying, Shiv to Tisha B'Av, they were crying, it was. And that's why Hashem made gzera not to go into Eretz Yisrael. The cherev, the chorev habayis. The habrishena. The bayis rishon was chorev, was burnt on Tisha B'Av uvishniya. The bayis migdish hasheni was also burnt on Tisha B'Av. The Nukadah Beiser, and the city Beiser was captured by the Goyim, the Nechra Shoir, and the ear was plowed down. So Rashi says, Beiser, Rashi says, Ir Gedela, big city, for Yisrael Dorimbo, a lot of Jews were living there, Masech the Gidden, Perakani Zokin, Ashkad Rifko Chor Beiser. Kids, they killed out a lot of Jews at that time. There was also a terrible tragic that happened to Klal Yisrael. Mishenich Nasav, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Av, Memayetim Mesimcha. We have to stop doing simcha, stop having happiness when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av. Shabbos Echal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Soichai. The week that Tisha B'Av itself comes in, like we have 9 days, but the last day is the day, let's say Tishra comes out on a Tuesday, so it means that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The week that Tisha B'Av itself comes out on, also Melispor. You're not allowed to take a haircut that week, that those days, the days of that week. Or Melechabis, and you're not allowed to wash your clothing that week. Uvechamishi mutarin. Mashenken Thursday it's mutar, mifnei kovar Shabbos. As kovar Shabbos used to always wash the clothing on Thursday, therefore it's mutar. Trashi bechamishi mutarin, in chal Tisha B'Av berer Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday. Is mutarin lechabis bechamishi. You're allowed to wash your clothing that Thursday. Ugeshechal Tisha B'Av bedalad b'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Wednesday, Lo Yitzrach, they didn't have to tell me this, Lenisni, to Matarim, because they're in the Gemara. Lo Yishonu El Lefonav. That's Pshita. Like when Tisha B'Av comes out on Wednesday, for sure the day afterwards you're allowed to. So the Chiddush is, even though Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, I call upon him Thursday, Kovod HaShabbos, you're allowed to wash your clothing. We'll soon see Lamaisa how we act, how we do. I call upon him Yikir Adi, and this is the Halacha.
Yeah, as Nikol Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av itself, lo yochal odom shnei tavshilim. When it comes to Sudas HaMaseket, the last Sudi you have right before the Tainis, you're not supposed to eat two tavshilim, two like different foods, two different dishes. And lo yochal bosav lo yishtu yayin. You're not allowed to drink wine then, and you can't eat meat then either. So Mishnah Rashi says, shnei tavshilim, bosav v'dogim. You can't have meat and fish, Oy bos rebeitzim sholov, or else not even to have meat and eggs on top of it. Oy dag rebeitzim sholov, or else fish and eggs on top of it. The Yom Perakav Ribsochim. That's also called like two types of foods. And on this last Suda Samasekis, you're not allowed to have two different dishes. And then below Yoicha Bosov lo yishta yayin. We'll see in the Gemara exactly when this issa goes on, when you can't drink wine and when you can't eat bosov. Gavishim Gavil Loimer. You should change it around. So Gemara before Shemal explain exactly what does he mean. So he means the last Suda, Suda Samav Sekis, you have to change around, eat it a little bit differently. The way we do, we eat it on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiya Samita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to turn the bed upside down. Trash Kfiya Samita, Alponeho. Ulayishin Oleho. As he holds on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to sleep on the bed. You have to turn your bed upside down and sleep on the floor on Tisha B'Av. The Chacham did not agree. They hold, no, you don't have to turn your bed upside down for Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lehoyu Yomim Toivim Li Yisrael. There is no big Yomim Toivim, a Yom Tov to Yisrael, Kechamisha Subov, like the 15th day of Av, Ukiyom HaKippurim, and like on Yom Kippur. What was the Zachia? That Shebehen B'Noyis Yisrael Yoitzin. Yoitzin, on the 15th day of Av, on Chamisha Subav, the B'Noyis Yisrael, the girls, used to go out, the Chli Lovan dressed up very nicely, wearing white clothing, and Shulim, if they didn't have it, they would borrow it. Shloi levai esmi shein loy. As even esmi shein loy kol hakelim. Esmi shein loy. So they'd not to embarrass the girls that didn't have the clothing. So everybody used to be a minig. They would borrow the clothing from one another. On chamisha sabav, when the girls would go out dressed nicely, the dresses were always borrowed dresses, one from another.
All right, turn over. Yeah, kola kelim tunim tfilim. Since you're borrowing the kelim from your friend, before you use it, you have to put it in the mikvah. In other words, we're afraid maybe your friend was a nida, she was matama the begodim, and as mana mishma, there used to be noig v'taira, that you have to have special clothing when you're a nida. And if you want to wear it later, you have to put it in the mikvah first. Trashi tunim tfilim, kodim shi yubusha, before they would put it on. Maybe your friend was a nido. Therefore, before, if you borrow the clothing from your friend, before you wear it, if you're a Torah now, you have to put in the mikvah first. First, be metired the begodim, then you put it on. Now, what did the girls do on special on the 15th day of Av, after they were dressed up, is, Ubenois Yushalayim Yoitzois used to go out, Vecholos Bekromim, they would dance. They would dance the krumim in the vineyards. What would they say? They would say like this, Bochor, the boys, so noy nech, lift up your eyes, orei ma to boru lecho. Look which one of us you want to take. In other words, like to make shiduchim. Is al titein anecha benoi, don't just look at the beautiful of the girls, rather tein anecha b'mishpacha. Put your eyes into the mishpacha to know how choshev we are. And the pasuk says, Sheker achein bevel ayofi, Isha Yiras Hashem mitasalol. In other words, don't just look at the beauty, but look at inside, look at the Yiras Hashem the lady has. The Yerim, another pasuk says, Tenulol mepri yodeho, vihalua basharim maiseho. Basharim maiseho means her actions, that's the thing to praise. Praise if she does, maisim toivim. The Chayin Uwayim, another pasuk says, Seno reeno, b'nai siyoin, go look out and see the b'nai siyoin, b'mela shloimoi, b'yatora shitru le'imoi, b'yoyim chasnosu, b'yoyim simchas liboi. Now what does that mean? B'yoyim chasnosu, they're getting married, is married, zeh man Torah, goes on man Torah. Or b'yoyim simchas liboi, zeh binyin beis amigdash. She'yivda b'meher of yomeinu, should be built right away. Shrashi imoi means, b'mela shloimoi, b'mela shasholom shloi, goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ima knesis Yisrael, zeh man Torah, yom ha-kippurim. Shenitna lucha sachroinus. And Simchas Liboy, that goes on the Indian day when we'll have the Beis Hamikdash built back again. So exactly what this Yom Tov, the Chamisha Sabah, we'll see in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, a modern Zach, question, what was the big Yom Tov that the girls used to go out and dress up and say to the boys, look at us, like this shrine find Shiduchim. So if the Indian of Shiduchim, that was set aside for Chamisha Sabah. And about Yom Kippur, that the Mishnah doesn't say, but that's treated, the Gemara will talk about it. That Yom Kippur was the big Yom Tov, that was the Yom Tov that Hashem is Meichel, has a kapara to Klal Yisrael, and that's the day that the Torah, the Lucha Shniyos, was given to Klal Yisrael. Right, we'll see all this in the Gemara. Yeah. Now the Gemara starts off. The Mishnah says, V'shleisha prokim Hashanah, three times during the year, is Kahanim Noisin Askapayim.
the Kanim were duchin 4 times. Even though usually we know we only duchin on Shacharis, or else by Musaf, not more, these 4 times, they were duchin all 4 tefillahs of Shacharis, Mincha, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Nila. So, and what were the 3 times? Tainis, Umamodois, and Yom Kippurim. For at the Gemara, on Tainis, Umamodois, Miika, Musaf, did you have 4 tefillahs on a Tainis Hebrew? True, you had a Mincha and a Nila, but you didn't have a Musaf. The same thing on my mother's also. It was the Tainis, they used to fast, that had a Tefillahs Nila, but I called upon him, where was the Musaf? On a regular Tainis, and a regular Mamadois, there was no Musaf. So how do you have 4 tefillahs? So Marcel Zanechanami Chasura Mechsa, something is missing. This is the way you should learn in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah means Bishloisha Prokim 3 times of the year, Kahanim Noisin Es Kapayim, calls the man Shem Espaulin. Is any tefillah, any Shemun Esrei, they say that day, the Kahanim were duchin by that Shemun Esrei. Now, v'yesh mem abo, sometimes you have 4 tefillahs. Arbo, ponim biyoim, shachris, or musaf mincha, or nila shorim. That sometimes, v'yesh mem abo, ponim biyoim. Sometimes, like on Yom Kippur, they used to duchin 4 times, by shachris, or musaf mincha, or nila shorim. Now, and the other 2 times of Tainis and Mamod is true, you didn't have 4, you only had 3. V'yeluain shleisha prokim. These are 3 times of the year that any Shemone Esrei that was said during that day, the Kanim were duchin by that Shemone Esrei. Tainis, by the Tainis Sibur, even by Mincha and by Nila they would be duchinin. Or Mamodus also was a Tainis, they used to fast then, the Yisraelim that were in the cities, they used to get together to fast. It was also a duchinin by Mincha and by Nila. V'yema Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, then they were duchin all 4 times. On Musaf and on Yom Nila. Rashi calls them on Shem Espaulin, Dainu Shachris and Mincha Nila. And Yesh Mem Abopo, Meyon Yom Kippurim, Shesh Mem Musaf, Yom Kippur had 4. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Barvua, Zu Divri Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that he used to duchen on a Tainis, Mincha Nila. Ava Chachomim Oimrim, Shachris and Musaf, Yesh Mem, Nisi Eskapayim. No, the only time they used to duchen was on a Shachris and on a Musaf. Mincha Nila, Ein Bem Nisi Eskapayim. Even on a time of Sibur, they did not have to duchen by a mincha or by a nila, there was no duchening. So Mor says, Man Chachomim, who's the Chachom that argue in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudi goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya was not like this. Shachris u Musif mincha nila. Kulon yesh ben nesias kapayim divi Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that on a tainis, they used to duchen on mincha and nila, they were duchen. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Shachris or Musav Yesh Ben Nesinas Kapayim. No, only either Shachris or else when you had Musav, they were duchen by Musav. Abe Mincho Nila ain't Ben Nesias Kapayim. But any time by Mincho, any time by Nila, there was no Nesias Kapayim by Mincho by Nila. That's the Chacham, that's the Yehuda Shita. Yes. Rabbi Yosi would say, Nila Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim. Mincha ain't by Nesias Kapayim. It would be like a middle stage of Yosi. On a Tfilas Nila, on a fast day that you had Nila, there would be Nesias Kapayim. They would duchin by Nila. Mashenkin by Mincha, then they would not duchin. So Mar explains now. But my Kamiflik, what's the Machlokes here? Rabbi Meir Sova, Rabbi Meir holds like this. Kol Yoima, Taima Milo, Porsche Kan Yadayim by Minchasa. How come every day by Mincha, Kanim don't duchin? Like, why not? The Huri after every Shemon Esrei, they should duchin. Why not after Mincha? The Teretz is Mishum Shichrus. Because we're afraid, like after Shachrus and Musav, you go and you drink. So we're afraid the Kanim will be Shikr. They drank Revias of Yain. And we'll see later in the Gemara that a Kohen can't duchen. So therefore, by Mincha, they can't duchen. Oh, but Idna on a fast day, Lekka Shichrus. They can't drink on a fast day. Therefore, that's our Mishnah, a Meir Shita, that on a Tainis, they used to duchen even on Mincha also. We have Yehuda Sabar. What's the Yehuda Shita that says no Mincha not? We have Yehuda Sabar. Shachris and Musaf to Chol Yoyim Aleshchicha Shichrus LeGozel BeRabbonin. On a regular Shachris and Musaf, they didn't drink yet. That's when they duchen. Of a Mincha Nila to Chol Yoyim Aleshchicha Shichrus Gozel BeRabbonin. Since on a regular day, by Mincha time already, or especially by Nila time, the end of the day, they kind of have already, they drank already wine. So we're afraid they'll be shikr. So since on a regular day you don't duchin, who are then even on a tainis, like a loy plug? even though today they're fasting and today, true, they're not drinking, but since on a regular day they were afraid they'll be shikur at that time of the day, therefore Rabbi Meir holds it's a loy plug, they never, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a loy plug, they never duchen on mincha by nila. What's Rabbi Yossi shita? Rabbi Yossi savar, mincha di isa b'chol yoyma goza b'rabonin. True. Mincha is like a loy plug. Since you have mincha throughout the year, and on a regular time of mincha, we're afraid to kind of mashikah, they drank already, therefore they can't duchen on mincha, even mincha of a tiny sauce, it's a light plug, not to duchen. Ma'ashenke nila, the special tefillah that they daven before Shkiyas HaChama, the lesser b'chol yayma, on a regular day you don't have tefillahs nila. When do you daven tefillahs nila? Only on a tainis. So therefore, lagoza barabonin. Therefore, the bonin don't make xera. Since whenever you have a tefillahs nila, it's always a time when they're not drinking wine, on the Mamoda, it's on the Tiny, it's on the Yom Kippur. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael don Nila, you're allowed to duchen. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ha'alocha k'Rabbi Meir. We pass in like our mission, like Rabbi Meir, that you have to duchen on the Tiny, all four tefillahs. On Mincha and Nila also. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Noigulam k'Rabbi Meir. No, it's only a minik. Well, so that means you don't pass in Ha'alocha, now if they do it, they do it. Rav Rama minik k'Rabbi Meir. Rava says even less than that, it was time of minig, like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Meir. We'll soon see what that means. Man diyam alocha k'Rav Meir means dashim le'e b'pirkam. We even dashim, when the Rav gives the drosha, he tells everybody, you should know, we pass like our mishnah, like Rav Meir, that you're allowed to duchen on the tainis, on mincha and on ila. Man diyam a minig, the one that says only minig, means midrash lo dashim. We don't paskin, we don't tell people like that. Of aruya marinin. That means if somebody asks you as child, what should we do? You tell them the halacha is like Rav Meir. Rashi is a Riyam Arinon, Rabbi Meir. He also like come on. If somebody asks you the question, you teach him, tell him. But to go give the drasha when the Rav gives the drasha, he doesn't speak out the halacha like Rav Meir. That's the halacha like Rav Meir. It's not like 100% the halacha is like Rav Meir. Oman the Yama Nogu, the Gemara says, the one that just says Nogu means Aruya Le Marinon. If somebody comes to ask you a question, what should you do? You don't even paskin him to tell him he should duchen on the mincha on the nila. But the ovid, blay madrinin lay. That's what the noyegu means. Because if the shliach tzibur already went and the kanim did duchen, we don't tell them stop duchenin. If they themselves go to duchen, we let that noyegu. We let them know, we let them do. But if they ask us should they do it or not, we don't even tell them. Because Vaisa is not 100% sure that the loch is like Rav Meir. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, you should know halacha k'Rav Yosi. Halacha k'Rav Yosi that know that on a mincha, even by a tainis, we don't duchen. It's like a loy plug. Since on a regular mincha you can't duchen, who would then on a tainis also you don't duchen by mincha? And Mora Paskin, by halacha k'Rav Yosi. That's the halacha k'Rav Yosi taka. That mashenkin on a nila, on a day that they say nila, you could duchen. On Yom Kippur, by nila, you could duchen. On a tainus of Mamodis that they say Nila, you light a duchen then. There, there's no leplug. Since you don't have Nila only on a fast day, which you don't drink, there's no leplug, you light a duchen then. Fedemar v'idna, my time of parsha kani yedai b'minchosa, the tanisa. If we pass the look of Yosi, that there's leplug. So Gemara is asking, how come at that time, the times of the Gemara already, the Kanim did duchen by mincha time? Ah, you're telling me we pass the like Rabbi Yosi, that by mincha there's a leplug, not the duchen? So Gemara says, Kivon de besamach l'shkiya sachama. Kaposhi, since when did they daven mincha now? Bishas shkiya, right before shkiya, is tfilas nila damya. It's like tfilas nila ready. In other words, at the time of the Gemara before, when they passed like Rabbi Yosi, you used to daven mincha much earlier. So then the pasta like plug. Just like the whole year round you daven mincha earlier, so any time you daven mincha earlier, you're not supposed to duchen then, it's like plug. But now at times, then they used to daven mincha on a tainus at least. Later, like right before shkiya, so since then they would daven mincha later, there's no leplug. People will know it's only because today is a tainis, that's what today we're duchening. Where it says, the kuliyam mamiyos, shikir rosa b'nasiyas kapayim. Everybody holds though, for a kayin drank wine though, he's not allowed to duchen. For the gemar minohan imili, how do we know that? Like everybody holds, throughout the whole year, on mincha you don't duchen, because we're afraid maybe the kayin is shikir. Mashma of the kayin for sure is shikir, he's not allowed to duchen. How do we know this? Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. That Lomo Nismecho Parshas Kohen Mevorach, the Parshas Nozir, and the Parshas of Noso, the Torah first talks about the Parshas of Nozir, and then it talks about Kohen Sevochos B'nai Yisrael, it says the Birchas Kanim. Why does the Birchas Kanim come right after the Parsha of Nazir? Loima, to teach us. Ma Nazir, just like a Nazir, his 30 days. Also, the yain is not allowed to drink wine. Av kain nevorach, the same thing, when a kain wants to go duchin, he should know also be yain, he's not allowed to duchin if he just drank wine. If he drank wine, he can't duchin. For the Gemara Maske of Laravua, the Rabbi Zera, the Yamr La Sam say, Oishiyo Devar Zavda. If you make such a smicha, such a drasha, ima nozer, just like a nozer, also becharzen. He not only can't drink wine, he can't even eat the grapes, or the pits, or the shells of the wine. Maybe Yav Kain Mavorach also becharzen. Maybe a Kain also, before he duchins, he's not allowed to eat the grapes. He can't even eat the shells, or the pits of it. And we know not like that. Avad, it's only if you drink wine, it'll make you shikr. But just to eat the pits of the shell, the smutter. Or Rav Yitzchak, on my Quran, the Pasuk says, L'shar Sayu Lavorach, Bishmoy. That duchnin is like doing the avoida. Ma Misharis Mutter Becharzen, just like a Kohen to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. He's allowed to eat grapes before him. He can eat the grapes. I'll tell you, Av Kohen Mavorach, Mutter Becharzen. Who would then a Kohen before he wants a duchin, also is allowed to eat the grapes. He can eat the pits and the shells, there's nothing wrong with that. For the Gemara, if you tell me now that duchnin is like a Kohen that's Misharis, that's doing the avoida, if so, maybe Ima Misharis Balmum Loi. A Balmum can't do the avoida.